today's special edition of the Heaven on Earth broadcast. And I want to thank you for tuning in to listen to us this morning. God bless you so much. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all our listeners. I pray in the name of Jesus that the eyes of their hearts are flooded with light into the revelation of truth. I declare that they are experiencing the totality of the life of heaven on earth, and that they are experiencing the good life in its fullness. Father, as your word comes today, I declare that they are rightly positioned in their love and relationships and in their marriages to experience the heavenly bliss of godly marriages and relationships. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So good morning once again, and you are welcome to today's special Thursday edition of the Heaven on Earth broadcast. On Thursdays, our devotions are basically on love and relationships and marriages, and we look at certain important biblical truths concerning love, relationships, and marriages. And you know, I mean, it's very amazing. You know, it's rather unfortunate that there are so many Christian marriages and Christian relationships that are not going well and that are not experiencing the bliss that God actually ordained for Christians to enjoy in their relationships. You know, the truth is that God wants you to enjoy your marriage or your relationship. And look, He even wants you to enjoy being single if you are single. You know, He wants you to enjoy any status that you are at, whether you are single, whether you are in a relationship, you know, preparing for marriage, or you are married. Hallelujah. So it's important for you to enjoy, for you to understand God's word concerning relationships, concerning love, and concerning marriages, for you to enjoy the kind of relationship that God ordained for you to enjoy. You see, many Christians today are not enjoying their relationships and marriages because they are trying to live by the principles and the ways of men. But if you want to enjoy things God's way, you have to do things God's way. Hallelujah. Which means you have to know the word of God. You see, I'm not against experience. You know, experience is a good teacher, but the word of God is the best teacher by the Holy Spirit. And so if you are taught God's word by the Holy Spirit concerning love relationships, your relationship and marriage will never be the same. You see, what people need is not more relationship conferences. What people need is more word conferences, or to be built up in the word of God, so that they are prepared for their relationships and they enjoy their relationships. Look, if two people in a relationship or in a marriage decide that they are going to live by the word of God, they will enjoy their life and they will enjoy their marriage and they will enjoy their relationships. So it's important for people to know that. Hallelujah. So today, the topic for today is, you can know exactly what to do. You can know exactly what to do. You can know exactly what to do. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 12. Romans chapter 8, verse 12. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 12, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Hallelujah. When you are born again, you have the singular honor and privilege to be led by the Spirit in everything you do. You can be led by the Holy Ghost in everything you do. And the leading of the Holy Ghost is the guarantee of your success in anything you do. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." Amen. Now, for example, there are a lot of young people in Christian relationships today that are struggling with staying pure and you know, all these things. These are born again Christians, and they are struggling with these things in relationships. But if they would learn to walk in the Spirit, if they would learn to walk in the Holy Ghost and be led by the Spirit of God, then they will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And their marriages, their relationships and their marriages will be blissful, will just be full of bliss and be full of joy. But they don't know that they can be led by the Spirit. When you're born again, you have the right to be led by the Spirit. When you're born again and you've received the Holy Ghost, man, you can live your life so you can regulate your life by the Holy Ghost, and your life will be a constant success, and your marriage and your relationship will be a constant success. That's why we're talking about the fact that you can know exactly what to do. Hallelujah. Let's go to John, the Gospel according to John. And let's go to chapter 16, and then let's go to chapter 16, verse. Hallelujah! Let's go to chapter 16, verse 13. Now, John chapter 16, verse 13 says, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth," that's talking about the Holy Ghost, has come, "he will guide you into all truth." He will guide you into all truth. Amen. He will guide you into all truth. So the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth if you will let him. Hallelujah. And he will guide you into every single thing that will guarantee your beautiful marriage, your beautiful relationship, and success in everything that you want to do. Hallelujah. You can know exactly what to do in life at every single time if you will be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So how does this apply in our relationships, love relationships, and our marriages, our Christian marriages? You know, many times I've heard people try to explain, you know, that people with a particular temperament should not, you know, marry other people with some other kind of temperament. You know, if they want their marriage to work, so they take time to study temperaments. You know, this one is choleric, this one is melancholic, this one is, you know, sanguine, and you know, all sorts of things. You know, personally, I've never had the time to study any of them, so I'm really kindly not sure which one is which. But I mean, they say that, you know, if you have this, you shouldn't marry this. If you have this, you shouldn't marry that. You know, people have read into this concept of temperament. So they regulate their lives and their relationship by what they have read on temperaments. So I don't know how they pair it, but maybe I'm choleric and this one is sanguine, so we cannot marry. Well, that's not the Bible. That's not the truth. John chapter 17, verse 17. John chapter 17, verse 17. The Bible says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth." So God's word is truth. God's word is reality. You know, sometimes when people hear these things you are saying, they say, you know, come on, let's be real now. You know, let's be real. God's word is real. God's word is reality. Truth means reality. So what we're saying, let's be real as a Christian. What you should mean is let's talk the word. Amen. So the word of God is truth. And if the word of God doesn't talk about these temperaments and things, we should not limit ourselves and regulate our lives and our marriages and our relationships with temperaments. You know, I'm not saying that it does not help people. It may help you to do certain things. But I mean, I think it will help you to know that, you know, though we do not, I mean, we are not saying that these things don't help anybody. Temperaments are not